We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe. Getting you set for Pats and Ravens, Patriots.
The football is scooped up by Hightower, and he takes it home for the touchdown.
Ravens.
Jackson. First down, touchdown.
Now broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keefe on WEEI.
4th and final hour of NFL Sunday. Get you set for Week 9. Patriots have the primetime game tonight against the Baltimore Ravens. We are broadcasting from our Best Yet studio here in Boston. It is Keith, Wiggy, and Andy Hart, who is in for Christian Fourier, as we take you up until 1 o'clock. Week 9 already underway. Oh, you want, oh, we have to take the call.
That's go, right. go! 9:53, go!
Eric in New Hampshire, what do you got, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. You can lock it up, whether that's mortgage, college tuition, whatever. Load up on the Patriots today. Belichick is the best ever planning for a specific opponent issue concern. Lamar Jackson does not scare him in the least. Neither does John Harbaugh scare me in the least. He's the same guy who got his pants pulled down with those offensive formations about 3-4 years ago.
He didn't know the rules. That's a great point. That's a good
true.
Point.
Yeah, that is very true.
They're coming off a bye, though, the Ravens. Does that help at all?
Does that, yeah, why not?
It should. It didn't help the Browns.
No, but a young quarterback, yeah. You give him extra time to sort of get him ready for the defense and give Greg Roman, who's had success against the Patriots. I know everybody's talked about it, but Colin Kaepernick and Tyrod Taylor in Buffalo, these athletic quarterbacks against the Patriots, Greg Roman has found a way to either win or be competitive. So you gave him extra time to prep for this defense, the ghosts, the boogeymen, the nightmare, whatever we're calling whatever it.
Nightmare in New England.
Nightmare in New England.
Yeah, I think that's what we're
just the boogeyman.
And what's this thing that the 49ers are now calling themselves boogeymen or something?
No, you can't do it.
They can't do that.
Can't do it.
No, they're not.
No. Yeah, but what do you have on over there?
I don't know.
You're right.
This is just they hate us because they jealous us.
Okay, let's go around the NFL.
At least about
shall
the Sticky Bandits.
I want the Sticky Bandits. That was my pick. They don't like it. All right, the week obviously began on Thursday night. The 49ers improved to 8-0 with their win over the Cardinals. We sort of talked about that a little bit earlier. Garoppolo 4 touchdowns, including one to Emmanuel Sanders. Sunday games, one of them already underway. The Texans up 19-3 over the Jaguars in the fourth quarter. Deshaun Watson, 200 yards passing and a touchdown. Looks like they will get to 6-3 and push the Jaguars to 4-5. Texans, they're in the mix for second best team. I don't think they are, but they're definitely in the mix.
Yeah, and they took a blow with J.J. Watt going on IR.
Huge blow.
We don't really know who that second best team is. It's either the Colts, Texans, or Kansas City.
Maybe the Ravens? Maybe?
They make a strong argument with a
they
win
have a
tonight.
Chance. They have a real chance.
Yeah. Or even with a good fight tonight.
I was going to say, a close game, I think you give it to them. If they win, they're without question the second-best team.
Best.
What? The best team ever. How about the one? Let's start with the 1 o'clock games. The Buffalo Bills are at home taking on the Washington Redskins.
Oh, God. This is
so
disgusting.
That should be a 6-2 Buffalo Bills team.
Yes.
That's what you would think.
I did not see that coming at the beginning of the year. One of the best games, unfortunately, no Patrick Mahomes, but you can hear this one on WEEI. Chiefs at 5-3 at home against the 6-2 Vikings.
1-3 at home so far.
Yeah,
correct?
They're not playing well at home.
1-3.
And the Vikings, one of the hottest teams in football. Everybody complained they didn't throw the ball.
Now they throw it all
Diggs,
over the place.
And it's worked. And I love Dalvin.
Is that MVP buzz for Kirk Cousins?
For Dalvin
that
Cook.
Is?
Kirk Cousins. I heard that.
Okay.
For Dalvin Cook.
That sounds like for Kirk Cousins.
Dalvin
the quarterback's
Cook.
The face of the franchise there.
And the legs.
Whoa, what was that? But this is pretty significant because the Chiefs.
Rotting, actually.
If the Chiefs lose today, and they are their home dogs.
Yes.
So if they lose, they would drop to 5-4, which I still think because of the division they're in, there's no doubt they're going to make the playoffs. But everybody sort of assumed it'd be Patriots Chiefs AFC Championship game. Well, there's a real chance that it could be divisional round. Right?
Oh,
because I don't know if they're
going
to be the 2 seed.
There's no guarantee that if they lose today, you said they'll become 5-4.
Right.
That doesn't mean
they're winning that division.
No, no, that doesn't mean getting in the playoffs.
They're winning the division.
Well, you know, Patrick Mahomes isn't dead.
Who would beat him in the division, Wiggy?
Oakland would be right.
Okay.
I'm not saying Oakland would beat him.
He said it with a question mark.
Oakland? I'm not saying that.
So you think Oakland's going to win the division?
No, I didn't say that.
Patrick Mahomes is coming back.
You're with me, okay?
Yeah, Mahomes is going to be back. It's just, could they be the four seed?
How much
could they be the three seed?
Have they given up since Patrick Mahomes?
There's a long way to go.
Well, not really. It's the Raiders are only, they're 3-4, so.
Yeah. I don't know, but we're only at the midpoint of the season. If Patrick Mahomes comes back and the Chiefs start looking like the Chiefs, because remember, there was no Tyreek Hill, no Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
If they come back and it's Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, and Antonio Brown, they can go on a run.
Well, we'll see.
Throwing it.
Don't count the Raiders out.
You've got the Raiders.
Why do you love the Raiders?
I don't get that.
They're the second best team in that division. That's why I said that.
Are they? Are they even the second best team in that division? Could the Chargers be the second best team?
No,
I think it's arguable.
Chargers are 3-5. They stink.
No, I don't.
Stink.
Don't give me the numbers in your opinion.
These are the numbers.
Those are the numbers. Can't argue numbers.
How about a nice AFC East matchup? Jets-Dolphins. Who you got?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Jets on
this
one.
Game is in Miami. They are not only are they winless, but they have an opportunity to face the Bengals later on this year. Both could be winless
Jets.
At that time.
Toilet bowl.
Get excited for that one.
Jets. I'll always go bad. Jets.
Yep, seeing ghosts for Sam tomorrow.
Well, he won't see any ghosts down in Miami.
He will see a defense that is ripe for the picking. Right.
Bears and Eagles in Philly. The Eagles are 4-4. The Bears are 3-4.
Well, this is a big
huge game for both.
Well, huge bigger game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
After a big win last week against Buffalo.
Right.
Now
they got torched the week before to Dallas.
Right.
So
now
let's see what they are.
Eagles.
Yeah, you got to win that game at home. Colts and Steelers. Colts are 5-2. Steelers are 3-4.
Huge game for the Steelers.
I mean, they're 3-4.
See, I don't take them seriously.
I think they're done.
Watching
no James
them.
Conner today.
No James
They're
Conner.
They're really not done because when you look at the league, Buffalo.
They're 5-2, though.
Yeah. No, no, no. But when you look at the wild card, that if you only got four losses, you're not too far out.
I guess you're not out
of
it.
Do you feel like they can be a good team?
No, I didn't say that. But if you got four losses, you're not that
right
far
now,
out from a wild.
By December, you'll be out.
All right. December.
Right? Mason Rudolph.
We'll circle back in December.
Yeah, not great. And the last of the 1 o'clock games, the 4-3 Panthers, home to the 4-4 Titans.
4-4 Titans. That's a tough division.
That's a tough John division.
Another big game for the Titans because with Houston winning, you got to be able to keep up.
And then Cam Newton's status is up in the air. He was going to visit some specialist in Green Bay this week.
They should just shut him down for the year.
That probably makes the most
sense.
I go to the 4 o'clock games, Lions and Raiders. Detroit is 3-3-1. Wiggy's Raiders are 3-4.
Right. If they win today, they'll be
4-4.
And then if Kansas
hold on.
Well, then if Kansas City loses, Kansas City will be 5-4, so you'll only be a game behind the Kansas City four.
Derek Carr's been pretty good recently.
Not as good as Patrick Mahomes, who's coming back.
Nope,
I think Wiggy keeps missing that point that Patrick Mahomes is coming back.
I think even if he was done, they would win the division.
See, now I'm open to Wiggy's line of thinking. If you said Patrick Mahomes is out for the year, he's not.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill are playing together.
He is officially out today.
The Raiders will play Kansas City, so you'll have a chance to
lose.
Win that game. When's Patrick Mahomes coming back?
Next week.
So he's coming back at Tennessee.
Potentially.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it sounds like
a tough game to come
back.
They
waited to the last minute to put him on the
shelf. If you're
going to
put him on the shelf, here's what I would do. I would sit him at the at Tennessee game, and I'd bring him back home versus the Chargers.
Sorry.
But it's all when he's ready.
The Texas game, Carlos Hyde just had it looked like a 60 or a 70-yard run just as he was going into the end zone.
Jonathan Jones knocks it out.
Yeah, did. Basically knocked it out, and then the Jaguars recovered it for a touchback. I think this game's over anyway, but he was way out in front, and then the Jaguar player comes up, punches the ball out at, like, the 1-yard line.
Oh, very loose. Carlos 2-yard
line.
Very loose.
Yeah,
low
and
loose.
Gave up on the
supposed
play.
Supposed to be high and tight. He's low and loose. Well, that's Leon combination.
Leon Lett out there.
That's when you think like, oh.
And the Jaguars got it.
That's when you think, I can just walk the dog on anybody, but you can't.
Nope.
That's when you need that video board. You look up, make sure there's nobody behind you.
No, you got to know going into the game, there are certain gears I don't have.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a 4-speed.
He had the ball in the wrong hand, too.
You
got to
know you're a 4-speed, and when you get inside the 10, start holding on to that thing.
Double two hands that. You think Matt Patricia is definitely safe?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Because
I mean, there were early rumblings before the season even started, and then they've had a more competitive season than a lot of people expected.
3-1, and you look up in their division, they are clearly the third, maybe even the worst team in the division.
But the thing there is, I think if you want to fire Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, the GM, who's a former Patriot, like you might be blowing the whole damn thing.
Yeah, see, I don't think he's, because they're right there, 500. There are a couple games that they look and go, I could have went this way or that way. I think you look at this Detroit team now. It depends on how they end up finish. If they can finish it like 7-9 or 8-8, you're good.
Yeah, I just don't. That's the NFL now, is too much turnover. Like these quarterbacks get ruined. New systems, new schemes, new coaches, and it's like, let me take a breath. If we're 500 with a relatively new coach, I feel like that deserves another year.
Right.
Now, there's other places where, like, Freddie Kitchens.
I got one for
you. If the bottom falls out and you just know this is never going to go anywhere.
They should fight him next year.
That's what you got to do.
No question.
And so 2-5 Browns are at the 2-6 Broncos, both with rookie head coaches. The Broncos obviously are moving on quarterback-wise. They're done with Joe Flacco.
The Broncos are trying to find that quarterback.
Yeah, they don't have the quarterback. The Browns, you at least think, do, but their coach is not That's not.
See, I'm just looking at it now on the graphic on ESPN. The Browns had the hardest schedule in the NFL first 7 games of the season. Next 9 games, second easiest. I actually think it'll be bad for them long-term if they put some wins together, finish
8-8.
And say, yeah, we're keeping Kitchens. Well, you just wasted another year.
Not only are you keeping Kitchens, now you're drafting in the middle of the draft.
And you're setting back the growth of Baker Mayfield.
Yes, 100%. Seattle Seahawks are at home. They're 6-2, taking on the 2-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep, Seattle beating the W today. No eating W's for Tampa Bay.
No, I don't think so.
Winston.
So Josh Gordon on the Seahawks, but not playing today.
Not playing today, next week.
Next week. So I am looking forward to that. And the big story of the day.
Do you still think Josh Gordon's good? Do we have to have this discussion again? He stinks.
Yeah, he's a guy. You know what he is?
Jag.
He's
good
a Jag.
Call. Jad. No, he's just another dude on the show.
He's just another dude.
Okay.
Just
he can be a Jad or a Jad. Whatever. What are you, Jaw?
So the story of the day, Adam Schefter said that the Seattle Seahawks did their due diligence on Antonio Brown at the behest of Russell Wilson.
And then
three teams want him.
But then claimed Josh Gordon, which you could read circumstantially. Maybe they realized Antonio Brown's not an option. My next best option is Josh Gordon.
That's what I'm afraid of. And if you're Antonio Brown, if that report is out there, it's really probably not a good thing.
He's going to play in the Brazil Football League.
Yeah, is that right?
On Twitter yesterday.
When's that? When do they start?
I think he's heading down there next month.
Okay.
No, wow.
Yeah.
What are their rules like?
I never even,
Brazilian football.
Yeah, I never even knew that.
There's no hair.
Never even knew they had Brazilian football.
Why not? Sounds good to me.
I bet you the cheerleaders look good.
Forget it.
7-1 Packers at the 3-5 Chargers. Chargers really one of the big disappointments. Them and the Browns this year, they're awful.
He's getting fired after the year.
He could. That's why Brady and Josh McDaniels are going there.
That's right. That's the hot rumor.
Is that Vance Joseph the head coach?
No.
No, it's not. It's Anthony Lynn.
Anthony Lynn. Okay.
See, that's an example. If one of us had said that.
We'd be in trouble. We'd be in trouble if we said that.
You know that question the caller wanted to ask Dale?
Yeah.
If we had said that, I don't think you'd have it. Yeah,
excuse me?
Yeah.
Why?
If Andy Hart was like, I think you would.
Anthony I would be Lynn. Criticized.
Who is that? Anthony Lynn?
Look the same. They're all the same to you, Wiggy.
Well, maybe. Well, listen, at the end of the day, unless you're Bill Belichick and you separate yourself from everybody else, God, you all look the same to me?
Well, to be fair for Wiggy, he confused Cliff Kingsbury and Lincoln Riley earlier.
Right.
So he just does it with everybody.
Yeah,
doesn't matter the white guys, the black guys, they're all the same to Wiggy.
They all look the same. They all stink.
They're all losers.
Yes. Of course, Patriots play on Sunday night. The Monday night game, 4-3 Cowboys at the 2-6 Giants.
Yeah, like, who's the Giants
Monday
coach?
Night football is always bad. <He's> like,
who's the white guy that coaches the Giants?
Right. I mean,
Bill
they
Parcells. Falcons, Bengals, Rams, Saints are the bye teams this week. Cowboys, though, 4-3. Like we said, depending on what happens in the Eagles game, another monster game for those two teams.
Michael Bennett. Injecting some life into that defense.
Good point.
They're ready to go.
You think he's going to be good for them?
Make plays all year, play a lot. If you watch the second half of the season, the highlights every week, you'll see some Michael Bennett sacks.
Well, he
some
fits into that
plays.
Scheme. They like they have the traditional 3-point stance defensive end outside the tackle. Right. That's what Michael Bennett is more.
And I've said it when he was here. You know, you had 2.5 sacks in limited playing time, but if you prorate that over a 16-game season, even that was going to be like 8.5 sacks, which is he's going to have more chances in Dallas to do that.
Right here, I don't think that they thought at the beginning of the year the defense would would evolve into what they have become, which is a basically one, two-down defensive lineman.
Right.
And he doesn't have the ability to stand up on a two-point stance and play that kind of position.
I think the versatility, the depth, the playmaking of the linebackers screwed Michael Bennett here. They went in a different direction because Jamie Collins was so good. Dante Hightower, well, Kyle Van Noy, Simon.
It's even screwing Dedrick Wise.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the ability like the Calhoun kid has that.
Shalik.
He has the ability to stand up and they could kind of move him around. The other guys, they didn't have that.
Right.
So the going back to the Texans-Jaguars game, the Texans, she said the Jaguars did get the ball back after that Carlos Hyde fumble.
But
then Gardner Minshew threw a pick.
A horrible
And then
pick
Watson too. Just threw a one-yard touchdown to DeAndre Hopkins.
Airmailed his tight end.
So it is 26-3 Texans.
Can't miss your tight end.
He airmailed it too on a cross.
All right, we'll get back to Patriots and Ravens when we come back. We also have player props. Get the sense of how you guys think this game is going to play out with some of the guys on the field
that
today.
That was spot. When we did player props a couple weeks ago, I was on fire.
You nailed it. And then, of course, we have our pick segment.
No
three
games
picks.
This week, though, right?
We have no games.
No, we don't have a game.
We usually play a lot of games or we have exercises.
Yeah,
no
we
games.
Do
no
exercises?
Yeah,
we've
we
done exercise. We did
not ready.
How many running backs do you think we determined were better than Sony Michel?
Right.
26.
Yeah, there's 21.
Yeah, you were close.
That was
not according to Tom Curran, though.
What?
It's all the offensive line's fault, he said. He didn't blame the running back one bit.
Yeah, he's kind of changing his tune a little bit on that, I think.
Yeah, I think Sony Michel has not maximized anything this year.
No.
The line's not great, but he's never gotten more than was there.
And guess what? I don't think it's going to be a good game for him today either. The Ravens... defense may not be great. It may not be old school Ravens defense, but they're really good against the run.
If Nick Chubb's here, I mean, it's probably the same thing.
Did you watch Nick Chubb break tackles last week?
No way.
Nick Chubb actually breaks tackles and maximizes runs.
Well, that's why Nick Chubb was the number one back down in Georgia.
Except not on the Patriots draft board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we got player props and we got picks coming up here on NFL Sunday brought to you by
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Blitzky Insurance.
More of NFL Sunday right now with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
New England has been legendary for taking away the best thing the other team does.
Right.
So if Belichick comes to the line with a crowded box to try to take away your running, and you have to pass to win the game, where are you at this point in your career if somebody forces you to do that?
I'm going to do it. Definitely. I'm going to play pitch and catch like we're in the backyard if I got to. I'm going to play ball.
Your confidence is growing in your ability to throw the ball now?
Yes, sir.
Where if you see a loaded box, you're good with that?
I'm cool.
I thought that was so weird. I heard that this week. That was Mike Tirico talking to Lamar Jackson.
It's like, you cool with loaded box?
Right. What do you want him to say?
Eight guys in the box.
You're a quarterback. Can you throw the ball?
Right.
You sure? What if they make you throw it? Could you throw it?
Right.
He's like, what if he was like, no?
It's very condescending.
He's like, we need to get
it was a terrible interview because that was the same one. Remember,
so bad.
You guys played the clip when I was on the other day about like your birthday. He gave him his birthday and says, you know how old you were?
Yeah, he's like, Tom Brady was in the Super Bowl in 2002.
You mentioned the GOAT before. Yeah. Tom Brady's got that title.
He definitely do.
For quarterbacks.
Definitely.
So February 3rd, 2002, he wins his first Super Bowl. You know how old you were?
What, you say 2002?
Yeah.
I was five.
You're five.
It's like, all right, I can do the math.
Now here you are on Sunday night going up against them, both quarterback and first place teams.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
It's crazy, man.
That's a bad
interview. He's still like he's young.
Do you think that it wasn't supposed to be Tirico and like somebody was late and they're like, hey, you got to go in there and interview this guy?
Maybe.
He had no preparation.
Maybe.
This is bad.
That was so bad. 2002, how old were you? Like, what is this?
Right.
Waterlook test?
If
Why
you
are
give
you
me
asking
a
me
year,
that?
I can do the math.
Let's just say that you had to throw the ball.
Let's say they put. Let's
Could
say Belichick put eight guys in the box tomorrow.
No, he should say no. I really should be a running back
He's
or
like,
a receiver.
No, I don't know why.
Don't tell anybody, but I can't throw.
Why are they still letting me play quarterback? I have no idea.
Like, what are you going to be able to do? I mean, can you throw it? Because Bill was going to probably put eight guys in the box and. Everybody's been talking about it, Lamar.
Can you throw?
Better chance Lamar Jackson throws for 300 yards tonight or runs for 200?
Runs for 200.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got still, a better chance of running for 500.
So you don't think he can throw either?
No.
But I listen.
Tirico over here.
But I've always said I don't think he can throw.
No.
And I've said he hasn't proven that. Tirico is like, yo, you know you can't throw, right?
Yeah. He's like, seriously? He's like, yeah, I kind of follow. He's like, no, seriously, though. Like, you're okay with that?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Imagine if Lamar had said, well, actually, I'll just run around and make people miss.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing the interview.
I'm planning on running them. I played to my strengths there, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not doing the interview. If I was doing the interview, I would say, Lamar, listen, you haven't really grown as a passer at the rate where I think a lot of people would look at you and view you as a passing quarterback. What are you going to do tonight when Bill tries to take away your legs? That's how I would frame, rather than go, you know what? Hey, it's 8 guys in the box. Can you throw?
And see, and the real question in the beginning was just, he just said, how old do you think you were when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl?
Right.
Not 2002. How old were you? Like, I don't know.
That was bad.
Didn't you get my bio? You could have looked that up yourself.
So for some of these Lamar Jackson player props, most of the player props for the game tonight and all these different websites and all these things are about Lamar Jackson. One of them is, will he have a rushing touchdown?
Yes.
It's minus 200 for no, plus 160 for yes.
I'd go yes.
No.
So you would take the yes. You get more money with the yes, though.
Yeah, but
we don't see
they're going to take that away from him.
You got him getting shut
they're
out.
They're going to try.
And getting zero
yards. They'll try.
The overall.
Josh Allen had a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, that was a quarterback sneak.
Yes, he did.
Well, that doesn't count.
The prop isn't, is he going to have a 60-yard scramble from the 40? It's will he have a rushing touchdown?
He gets into the end zone, I win.
Because you even said, because you said earlier,
but I don't think he'll get the.
Didn't you say 24-7 earlier?
I said 24-7 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever that range. You got to kind of narrow it down.
Well, I mean, multiple scores.
But if it was 7, then every time we name a guy, you can't say, no, they won't have a touchdown.
Somebody has to score.
Yeah, but I didn't. You asked about Lamar Jackson.
I did.
Okay, so Mark Ingram.
I'd say he has a better chance of scoring than Lamar Jackson.
All right, okay. So you would go down for that one more. I think all the websites are slightly different, but let's go with 197.5 passing yards for Lamar Jackson.
Under.
I don't even know why I ask.
I mean, what, 197? They should have. Yeah. If you said like $150, that's more realistic.
$150? No, it's some of them are as high as 200. This one I'm looking at is 197.
I'd still say you'd go under $150.
What's the number?
197.5.
So he's only been under it twice this year.
Okay.
I will take the over.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
Because he might be playing catch up, so he could steal some yardage late.
Yeah, although, maybe. I don't know if Hollywood Brown's going to play.
He didn't practice on Friday,
That's not a good
concerning.
Sign.
Concerning.
So if you got Willie Snead, you got Mark Andrews.
And a couple of
you got the other tight end who won't shut up all week. Yeah, I'm going to go the under, actually. I'm going to go the under. The secondary is too good. I think they're going to have to run the ball and run it a lot.
Is this Homer radio?
Yeah.
No, but it's
16-0 radio. You listen to 16-0 show.
You know what this is? It's realistic radio.
That's right.
Is it?
That's all we do every Sunday.
Yeah. What's Bergeron? How do you say it?
Bergeron. That's all we do here. What about Lamar Jackson passing touchdowns over under 1.5?
Under.
That's an easy under for me.
I take the under.
Because we had that with Baker Mayfield. I think it was the same number they gave.
Because I got him maybe scoring one touchdown.
No, I know.
And Mark Ingram has it.
Right.
But think about it. If this team in 8 weeks has allowed 2 passing touchdowns, why do you think a quarterback right now, especially a quarterback like this, would have 2 in a game?
Because they're due to give them up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they are due. The game's in Baltimore.
If we're going to play that game, then Brady's due to go out there and throw 5 touchdowns.
Sure.
I'm just saying, if we're playing the due game.
Although what he's due for, he got away with a pick early. Remember that last week in the end zone? He's basically been on a stretch where he's a pick-a-game quarterback.
So then he's due
have one, that was last week because he didn't.
Well, but it should have been
pretzel.
An interception.
Pretzel.
The guy dropped it, right? It was right in his hands.
Right, and then he yelled at Dorsett, and I'm like, what are you yelling at Dorsett for? Don't throw it to the guy that's right in front of Dorsett.
He's due for 0 interceptions and 3 or 4 touchdowns.
And he's due to rush for 100 yards because he never has.
How about this one? This one's actually surprising with the – because, again, it's not just even odds.
He rushes 400 yards before Lamar Jackson throws for 3.
Who will have more rushing yards?
Whoa. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
He said Brady rushes for 100 yards before Jackson throws for 300.
No way.
Well, first of all, Jackson's already done 300 this year.
I'm talking about against this Patriots team.
I know, but it's ridiculous.
So it wasn't to say he's going to throw for 300 against them is ridiculous.
But no, like, you know, a guy slips and he goes 85 yards and you're like a third of the way.
A guy slips and Brady goes.
Or in your scenario where the Patriots
gets tackled by the next guy. Did you see last week that one play in the second half where it was just the defensive end, and he's rolling out, and he starts sprinting because he's thinking, I'm beating him, and then he goes, oh, I'm not beating him, and he just throws it out of bounds.
He's trying.
Like, nope. Who will have more rushing yards in the game, Sony Michel or Mark Ingram?
Mark Ingram.
Yeah, so what's crazy to me is if you go to the sporting, this is the Bet Online odds, Mark Ingram is plus 152, Sony Michel's minus 238. I think they're just, because of the defense, they're giving so much credit to the Patriots defense.
They should.
But they really shouldn't.
Have they watched
Chubb? Not in that regard. Yeah, I don't know. Michelle's not been very good this year.
Why don't you put some real money on that?
I probably should. We all should.
Okay.
That's the bet right there, don't you think?
I do think.
Holy smokes. That one doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Then he breaks his leg on the first play of the game.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh, no. Tom Brady passing touchdowns over under 1.5.
Over. I'll take the over.
Yeah, I'll take the over on
Although,
that.
Although, the strength of their defense is pretty much their secondary, their playmaking veteran secondary with Peters.
Yeah, now that they got Peters.
Thomas. What's his name? Smith.
Jimmy Smith's back, right?
I mean, that's a pretty talented back end.
Well, yeah, I told you that. Sanu's going to have a big game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said for him.
A big Sanu game is still like
70
yards.
Fine.
Hmm.
Is shrugging
your
shoulders.
75 and two tugs.
Dude, now he's getting two tugs?
Yeah, two tugs.
That's actually a big game.
I'm feeling for another hour. He'd have four touchdowns.
No, I'm feeling kind of dangerous when you look at this passing game.
Baker Mayfield?
I feel like this is the game, the breakout game for that passing offense.
You know what? I think they are going to pass a lot because Baltimore is pretty good at slowing down the run. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Think we come in and go, man, did you see how the Pats threw the football last
The over-under for Brady passing yards is 272.5.
Over.
Yeah, you like the over there.
What?
272.5 for Brady yards?
I'm going to take the under.
Really?
A little bit under.
Even with Sanu with getting the two tugs?
I don't have the two tugs necessarily.
This is a 300-yard game for Brady slinging it.
By the way, his career high for tugs in a season is 5.
Sanu?
Yeah,
that's not his thing.
He's had NFL 1, 2, 3, 4 NFL seasons with fewer than two tugs in a season.
Yeah. It's not his thing, but I feel like
it's not his thing.
No, it's a breakout game for him today.
But on this team,
well, you're making him out to be a touchdown guy.
No, you're making
him out to be a productive receiver.
But on this team, you got to get touchdowns where?
In the end zone.
No. But when you look at the players on this team, you're talking like you have
White
Gronk.
And Edelman.
You're talking like you have Gronk, but even Edelman.
They had two last week.
Yeah, but before that, is Edelman really known as a touchdown guy?
More so than Sanu, though.
Right. So. But you're looking at guys that you need to catch touchdowns, and I think you
N'Keal Harry.
Sanu in that category now.
Over under a catch for N'Keal Harry.
I'm gonna say over.
I'll take the under.
Yeah, I think the under too.
Not feeling great about it.
I have low expectations. Hopefully I improve wrong tonight. Hopefully he just fits right into the offense, and each week he plays a little bit more and is and helping the team a little bit more.
I'm gonna send you a text message during this game, like look at this Pats passing game. You're gonna be like, man, I can't believe how good they
look. Oh boy. And then we can break it down tomorrow.
And then we can break it
down
tomorrow.
With Wiggy on Patriots Monday. We'll talk about it.
He gets to make the week in review because of it.
He does. He's all over the week in review.
I know.
Monday and Wednesday.
I have to listen to it every Friday. I'm never part of it, and it's always all Wiggy
all the time.
You always have a real sad every Sunday.
That's because you're on Friday, so you can't be in a review.
So shouldn't I be on the next one? Shouldn't it be a Friday to Thursday thing?
The week starts on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I have had some good stuff that just gets buried.
Do you think the week starts or ends on a Sunday?
Starts.
Yeah.
Ends on Saturday.
Yeah, take a look at the calendar. It's Sunday. Most people think kind of this is the end of the
so
week.
So really, if it's so
well, it kind of is because you rest, because you're like,
so you're on Friday.
On the seventh day,
my
he
day
rested.
Rest is Saturday.
You're on Friday.
I don't get a day of rest. I have Mark James on Saturdays.
Well,
it's the opposite of rest.
Yeah.
You're on Friday, so any good nuggets that you say.
Yeah, it's kind of left for that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's reason to listen on Friday. We're not going to recap it. You just listen then.
It's true.
You know?
That's what it's like TV now. They say everybody,
you know,
go watch live TV. It's the way it was meant to be watched.
You need another day is what you need.
He does.
I'm good.
He doesn't want it.
I'm on every day practically anyway.
Yeah, you are.
We'll take one of your night shifts.
I would switch one of those.
Who's on Tuesday with you?
That's an open date.
See, there you go. Then you could get in the week in review.
So instead of Monday night, I could do Tuesday midday. Yeah. I would take that trade.
Open date.
Why don't you talk to somebody?
Tuesday, midday, and Friday.
No say.
That's what I do on the morning show, Tuesday, Fridays.
Yeah.
So that would be a good mix.
Yeah. It wouldn't be bad. All right, we're going
to
come back. We're
tell your agent to make a call for me.
I just do my thing.
Hobart hat.
I don't talk to anybody.
Go see downstairs Joe.
Downstairs Joe. How about upstairs Joe?
It's a whole thing.
I don't think upstairs Joe really does these.
So is this a little like Parcells and Bobby Greer? You got like the back back hallway up to Bobby Greer.
Yeah, downstairs. I'm not really sure.
You can even take an elevator here if you want. I don't, upstairs.
I feel lazy to take that.
I just, whatever.
You'll get over that.
Whatever text messages I get, when it's Dale and Keith, I believe it's John Anderson.
That's right.
Yes. So,
and when it's
he's also running our show right now.
And when it's Greg Hill, it's Curtis. So those, I follow those text messages from
All right, we'll come back. We will make our picks. This is NFL Sunday, and it's presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. Also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
Back to NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wrapping things up here on NFL Sunday. We're a mere 7.5 hours away from Patriots and Ravens, but it's time now for our picks, which are brought to you by...
Good.
It'll be very interesting. Yeah, let's just get this real quick. Okay, brought to you by the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers this season. Make sure you're dashing all the way. For a limited time, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is here. Go to mbusa.com/winter event for offer details.
Now, because Andy's filling in for Christian, does his picks, Andy's picks, go towards Christian's record?
That's a good point. Our producer, John?
They absolutely do.
So you are picking
so that's
Fourier.
Definitive now. It's not like he gets to decide whether, you know, I go 3-0. Oh, yeah, they count. These or are I go 0-3.
Right. We'll put a little asterisk by at the end of the season. We'll be like 4-8 and like week 9, Andy Hart.
Okay. The fourth column.
Yeah. But I think that you're on there. So first of all, John, how did we do last week?
Big bounce back week for Christian Fourier, who had gone 6-0 2 weeks in a row, merely picking against Wiggy, and then using that method, went 0-3. Bounce back week, 3-0 for Fourier. 2-1 for Wiggy and Keith. You guys both picked Carolina, who lost by 90 points to the 49ers.
Oh, my God.
Right. Where did
they need to cover that 4.5. Just barely missed that one out. They gave up like 51 points. So what is the year totals now?
Fourier leading the charge at 14-10. Keith and Wiggy right behind him at 13-11.
So we're winning. We're winning. Yep. Not doing great.
No. So he has a... He picks against you?
Well, he was.
He was
on fire.
I can continue that if you want me.
Because I was
just go Oppo, whatever
Wiggy does. I was in such a good lead that was his way to get back in.
I've done that but in then, picks contests.
But then once he got back in, then he just tried to do his own picks, and then he went bad.
Okay.
Yeah, so then it was a whole
now
thing.
He's got me.
All right. So we always start out with the Patriots game. So they are right now laying 3 points on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. Wiggy, I already have a feeling where you're going.
Yeah, I'm going Pats.
All right.
That's all the analysis.
Well, it's really as much analysis as you want to give.
Well, I'm
going to
stick with what I wrote on the website, my little six-pack preview, which, by the way, I nailed the score exactly a week ago against the Browns.
That's impressive.
So I'm looking to nail the score for the second consecutive week. 24 Patriots, 20 Ravens. So that would be a Patriots cover.
You think the Ravens score 20 points?
Yep. Wow.
I do.
Holy mackerel.
That's a lot of points.
It's not really.
That's triple of what they're giving up.
I'm going to go 20-10. And it's a missed extra point by Nick Folk. It's 3 touchdowns, no field goals.
Taking the Ravens.
No. 20-10 Patriots. Oh. Sorry, that's sort of implied on this show. We're the 16-0 show. So 20-10 Pats.
And they cover.
And they cover the number pretty easily. So
Homer.
Pats across the board. You also picked the Pats.
Yeah, exactly.
Closer.
You worked for Patriots.com for several years.
But doesn't matter.
So did you.
It doesn't matter if you pick them by 1 point or 10 points.
A win is a win.
A win is a win is right. All right, a couple of NFC games here. Let's go with the Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Chicago Bears. Eagles are laying 5. I think I'll take that 5.
I'm going
Eagles.
Eagles
was a huge game for them, as we've said.
I'm
so
going
I think the Eagles.
I think the Bears, they stink.
They do stink. They're sticking with Mitch Trubisky, too, which does not seem like the right move.
Yeah, I will take the better team, and that's the Eagles.
Yep.
That's what Brady will be playing next year in Chicago.
Ugh. I don't love that.
Now, will McDaniels be the head coach?
Well, everybody tells me it's either Chicago, Tennessee, or the Chargers.
Chargers
was
move out to the West Coast, and as soon as he retires, he becomes part owner of the Chargers.
What?
Well, yep.
Is that what he wants to do? Is that anything that
he said it a couple weeks ago. Maybe someday I'll be the owner and I'll get to make decisions.
He did say that.
See, that was a little foreshadowing.
So he's just,
just flipping the house.
Are you dead serious?
Yeah. Is he flipping the house in Connecticut? That's all
That's what he does that all the time.
Yeah, I know
he's done it so many times. And every time he makes millions.
Yeah, he's a flipper.
Do you make millions like he does?
No, I don't make millions.
He makes millions.
That's tough.
It's difficult.
A lot of work in there.
Brady does a lot of work.
Monday Night Football.
Sledgehammer out.
Dallas Cowboys at the Giants. Giants are, of course, home dogs by 7.
I got the Cowboys.
Yeah, me too.
Cowboys.
I think Elliott's going to run all over
the Cowboys got to be in the position to know now that they have to win games like this. to stay atop of the NFC East.
See, I was going to take...
I like a home dog, but...
The Cowboys.
Oh, but...
But it's boring if we all make the exact same
picks.
Good point.
All right, so that's a good reason.
And it's not really my pick anyway, so what do I care? Give me the Giants!
Take the Giants.
That's what Christian would do.
I like it. Good stuff. All right. So you guys have a off day pod after the show tonight, or after the game tonight,
yeah,
or maybe
probably
tomorrow
early
morning,
tomorrow sometime. Morning. Hey, Johnny Anderson,
what are you doing now? Off day pod is it video? Because I see it on social media.
Well, we've done some of that where we record it via video, this thing, and then they sometimes post it. So, yeah, we're video, audio, everything.
We got to run. If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. If you still don't have the app, just text APP to 37937. Thanks to John and Dylon for producing the show. Wiggy will be back with me and Dale tomorrow.
Let's go, Lakers!
Enjoy NFL Sunday throughout the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.